Lifeway Leadership Podcast Network. You're listening to the newchurches.com Q&A podcast. New Churches is an online hub for the mission of church multiplication. Here you'll find the resources and training you need to get started, as well as a community of church planting and multi-site experts to help you thrive. My name is Daniel Lim, and I'm here with Ed Stutzer.
And I'm honored to be here with Daniel Lim. And we should say this, like at some point we say, from two countries, we come at you. Two countries. So.
That's right. Well, you know, we're in this little mini series on throwback episodes, and on episode 583 and 585, we did this. So we're going to continue today and actually answer the question that was posed to us on episode 5.
What if we gave the exact opposite? What if what we said now, is that a sign of growth or inconsistency? I don't know. Total opposite.
That's why we actually recommend, if you're like a diehard New Churches podcast community member, fan, then go back to these episodes and listen. And we'd love to know what you think about the different answers. But here's a question that was posed to us on episode 5. What methods or events do you find most effective for evangelism in a post-Christian context? So we're still in a post-Christian context, so that hasn't changed, but this pandemic has sure put a wrench in evangelism, perhaps. I don't know. What have you seen, Ed, especially with the Billy Graham?
Not the best time to ask that question.
Well, it's just the Billy Graham Center now, right? It's not the Billy Graham Center for Evangelism.
It's the Wheaton College Billy Graham Center, yes. And so we have multiple institutes, like Church Planning is an institute, the Send Institute and Diaspora Institute. Our North Star is reaching people for Jesus, and mission and evangelism is the means by which we do it. So, I would say that... events are going to come back. But I would say right now is it's tricky. We just passed Easter, and Easter was a strange experience for most of us, because the idea, for the Moody Church had its first service since lockdown on Easter. Two services in order to socially distance, 25%, maximum capacity, 850 per service at 25%. So is that an event? Well, I would say that not a lot of unchurched people, because here's the thing, unchurched people, people who don't know the Lord, they're kind of already on the fence about coming to a religiously oriented event, even an Easter service. So, if you're like, think about it. If it's like, if you have this big outreach day at your church, or let's contextualize it for our church planning audience. It is a disaster when it rains on your launch morning. It's like rain on your launch morning. Did you get what I did there?
Yeah. Alanis Morissette.
It's good. It's like we're such hipsters. I literally like, oh Lord, do not let it rain on the launch day. Because you got all these people, and maybe you're expecting, 150 people, and you get 60 less because they're like, well, it's raining. That's a sprinkle. I'm staying home. So people are already sort of like, forget it. I'm out. Peace. Bye. So then you say, crowd of people, pandemic. Okay. So people who are already just looking for a reason. Now, God, in God's goodness and God's sovereignty, God can do what he wants and draw who he wants. And then people will come when the Lord leads them to do so, or prompts them or presses them to do so. So what I would say is that it's a hard time to do events. I think you will see, in Ed Stetzer's view, that this summer you're going to start seeing events. Now, Canada is behind the U.S. in vaccinations. We have listeners in the U.K., for example, which ahead of both of us in that as well. Yeah. By the way, just so you don't know, it's not that Canada's not awesome. Their health system's done pretty well. They got much less COVID than we have. But they don't have a domestic vaccine manufacturing system. So they made a bet on a vaccine that didn't play out. But... so now, everyone's prioritizing their own countries. But so my guess is that the UK is already talking about summer events, because they're way ahead of both of us. And so I think summer outside events have some potential. And I think by fall, this is why we moved the Amplify conference. We call it Amplify Outreach now. We moved it to October because we think this fall is going to be prime time for reaching out. So what would some of those events look like? Well, our friends at Outreach do Back to Church Sunday. This could be a time. I would say by Christmas Eve, you could be a, I mean, it might actually have pent up demand to say, yeah. Hey, it's been a year and a half since you stepped foot in a church. If you're not a believer, why not see what's happening and see why all those churches were serving the community and more.
Yeah, that's right. Well, even with Palau's recent passing, I don't know. What are your thoughts around big events like that? Like big evangelistic outreach events? I mean, Harvest. There's the Harvest America sort of things. I mean, yeah. Do you think post pandemic these sorts of things, these big rallies are going to come back?
I absolutely do. I think that one of the mistakes early on, as a matter of fact, Alan Hirsch is credited with having said this, and I asked him, and he said, I absolutely did not say this. But some have said this, right? So I just want to say, if you think Alan said it, it wasn't him, that the day of the big church is over, the day of the big event is over, and there's one word for that, baloney. And here's why. Do people say bologna anymore? I don't even know. That's what, you know, when I was a kid.
Man, I loved eating bologna sandwiches growing up.
That's right. It's high quality food. Now we have ham sandwiches. Oh, so I feel like whenever I'm having ham sandwiches, I feel like I should have Grey Poupon. I'd like some Grey Poupon with my ham sandwich. But here's
from a basement in Aurora, Illinois.
Exactly. In a basement in Aurora, Illinois. Well played. And that, you know, I don't know if you know that, but they're playing those commercials. I think they're doing Uber Eats. Yeah, and like, I know. They look like they're both 72 years old. And it's like, I'm like, wow, they're making me feel old. But then they actually mention places in Aurora, Illinois. For those of you who don't know, I live just like a town over from Aurora, Illinois, and I have a basement radio studio for my Moody radio show. And I used to say, and I'm live from a basement near Aurora, Illinois, but then I realized that nobody gets it unless you're a certain age frame. Anyway, yeah, so back to focus. So what I would say is there's this idea that the year of big events has come to an end. But this is not the first pandemic. This is not, I mean, this is the biggest pandemic in 100 years. But, you know, the Spanish flu, after the Spanish flu, I mean, just during the Spanish flu and after, they were having huge meetings. I mean, that became the era of great revivals in many ways. Mm. So what I would say is people, they get over what is kind of a collective trauma that causes large crowds to sort of trigger some people. And I will tell you, it's funny, Daniel, because, you know, your part of Canada is a little less, you're not like Montreal, but in the U.S., like I'll go speak at a church in Florida. I was just at a church in Florida, and they have, you know, the church is normally 14,000 on a weekend. This happened to be a large church. I apologize for using a large church example because I know. But the point is, they had half the attendance. So 7,000 people came in like three services. And I'm like freaking out. I'm like, I'm so thankful that it's on a big stage away, because I'm like, no, do not come close to me, because in Illinois, we don't do that. You know, it's very serious in Illinois. It's locked down. I mean, Moody Church hadn't had a service since March. In Florida, they're literally coughing all over each other in church and hugging each other. And I'm like, ah. So what I would say is, but people do revert back, and it's, you know, I think you're going to see sporting events. You know, President Biden recently spoke his first national news address, and I'm sure you watch. Do you like watch presidential things from Canada? No.
I'll read articles.
Okay, fair enough.
But
he got up and he said, listen, basically, if you're all real very very careful, we'll let you have July 4th backyard barbecue with a few friends. And it was just funny, kind of watching Twitter. People are like, I don't think he's been out to Texas.
Yeah, I know. Texas is already doing that.
Barbecues since like March of last year. And, you know, and what I would say, and people can debate this, and I would say, you know, one of the big questions is, you know, Florida has done pretty well, and California hasn't, you know. So, and again, you don't send me letters. Ed Stetzer wrote one of the first articles about churches should, you know, pause meeting. So I'm not the guy you're going to send letters to and complain about my approach to COVID. But what I would say is, I think that it's going to, in different places. So if you are in, like I'm the interim of this church in New York City, and people are still very hesitant to gather. Mm. And so we're right now, at the time of this recording, we're only meeting once a month. So we're going to meet on Easter. Then we're going to meet on the first Sunday of May. So met on Easter, meeting the first Sunday of May, first Sunday of June. So we're not even back to weekly worship. Whereas people like in Oklahoma are like, what are you people doing in New York?
Yeah.
Well, there's a collective experience that people have, and it kind of built. And I would tell you, like in New York, when I go to church in New York, I don't have to tell anyone, hey, put your mask over your nose. everybody has their mask over their nose to come to church. You know, you go to some places in Texas, and people like, you know, my favorite part is people who take their mask off to sing, which is like the total opposite of what you're supposed to do. But anyway, that's another story for another.
Okay. Hey, let's just hear a quick word from our sponsor for today, and we will get right back into it. No matter how many people you have on staff at your church, there's only so much you can accomplish in a day, right? Your church exists to serve your community, so the mission of your church and its staff is to reach as many people as you can. That's why productivity is essential for churches, as most of your church's success lies in its ability to lean into and leverage resources for optimum performance. And thankfully, our friends at Belay know this well. Belay, an innovative staffing solution with over 10 years of experience serving churches, has successfully matched thousands of organizations with part-time virtual assistants, bookkeepers, and social media strategists. That's why they're offering our listeners a free download of their resource, Church Leaders: Essential Strategies to Unleash Productivity. Let Belay help your church live its mission in your community by helping you juggle less and accomplish more. Just go to Belay, that's BELAY solutions.com/Lifeway for your free download. Now back to the episode. So, okay, so because the question's about effective methods for evangelism. No, this is good, because we were talking about those big events. Now, what do you think, though, because we're talking about methods for effective evangelism in a post-Christian context. What do you think about the weekend service, the weekend church service as
that? I don't think that's going to be the case until 2022. I think, okay. I think ultimately it's going to take some time. I think, you know, I'm not saying forever, but what I'm saying is that the front door to the church has been for decades, invite your friend to church on Sunday morning. So I think you're going to see a pause in that. I also wonder if simultaneously the sudden shift in cultural currents is going to build a more negative reputation of the church. People have been saying that for a few decades, but it has accelerated pretty quickly in 2020 and 2021, the church is out of step with the times, things of that sort. So I think I would, for fall 21, depending on where you are, so at Calvary in New York, where I'm serving, we're going to do a Sunday after Labor Day, we're going to do a let's all try to bring some friends to church day, you know, whatever, we haven't decided what to call it yet, but whatever. I have a moderate hope that will produce some unchurched people. I'm primarily thinking it might bring people back to the church that are still nervous and anxious. Christmas Eve, I think, is another opportunity for that. So I think early fall, I think Christmas Eve. But I think 2022, it's going to be much more reverting to that kind of pattern.
But you don't think that's going away?
No, I don't.
You think
I don't.
There's going to be a callback?
How would it go away? I mean, for 1,500 years, people have known, more than that, for millennia, people have known that proximity spreads disease. Now, they didn't know about a virus or a bacteria or whatever, but they knew if I'm sick and I stand near somebody, they're going to get sick and their friends are going to get sick. So for millennia, people have known that, and they have scattered during pandemics. And then when pandemics moved on, they moved back into community with one another. I mean, we wouldn't have cities if people didn't think that, right? I mean, this is what happened. Yeah. So, for example, a lot of people have moved out of New York City. I anticipate that the trend towards urbanization, which is centuries old, will continue after this pandemic has ended. And I'm not some, you know, brilliant futurist. It's just the best predictor of future behavior is past behavior. And in the past, again, Moody Church, right? Easter 2020, I'm preaching to an empty room with 3,750 seats in it. Empty room. It was jarring. But 100 years earlier, the pastor of Moody Church in 1919 preached. The attendance was down. They were having a lot of people die. Moody Bible Institute was putting out newsletters of the students who died that week. I mean, it was stunning. And within a couple of years, things reverted back to normal, and the death rate was much higher during Spanish flu.
Yeah. Incredible. Well, thank you so much for listening into our podcast. And if you want to hear the difference in answer, because obviously when we recorded episode 5, there was no pandemic, that will definitely be an interesting listen. We'll make sure to put that in the show notes. And thanks again for listening in. We'll catch you next time.